Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever. I'm having a blast, but I hope you are too. Friends, this episode I'm actually quite excited for. Wow. So many things. I'm going to keep this intro really short. You know the vibes. But I will say, like I say every episode, the program that I'm using to record only allows me to record in 30-minute increments, so that's why, like, sometimes I have to, like, break the audio, essentially. But nonetheless, you guys read the title. We're going to get into it right now. But yeah, I'm going to keep this short and sweet, nothing too crazy. I have nothing really else to say aside from I hope you enjoy the episode. I hope you're having a beautiful day, so sit back, relax. This episode is for the adults, all right? It's for the adults. And I don't know, like, yeah, that's really it. So grab your favorite snackies, grab your favorite drink of choice, alcoholic versus non-alcoholic. I'm all for either. And just enjoy the episode wherever you are. If you're listening to this on the drive to work or wherever, just wherever you're listening to me, I'm honored anyways. I'm honored to be part of your day, essentially. I always upload on Sundays on purpose, so I can be part of your Sunday regime where you can just relax and unwind. So with that being said, let's get into today's episode. I will see you guys on the other side. Bye. And welcome back, ladies and gents. Like I always say, you knew this side and this segment of this podcast episode is coming. For those who don't know, you're fake as hell. No, but for those who don't know, I've been dedicating every comeback episode of mine to the podcast, just dedicating to take a moment to remind yourself that there is a lot going on in this world, and Palestine and the Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Just like there are just so many things going on. And also even outside, events as well. I feel like as if right now more than ever, it's just the time to be paying attention. I know it's overwhelming. I feel quite overwhelmed. It's like, wow, okay, so you mean to tell me I care, all of my friends that I fuck with that are actually good, decent people, also don't fuck with what's going on, and like the world leaders are just not doing anything about it. Fuck the US, all my homies hate the US, all my homies hate 12. So with that being said, it's just overwhelming to live in a world where you care and you wish to see some change and it's just not happening. And it does get very frustrating more than ever some days. And you feel like, you know, guilty for living the life that you do at the moment. And I'm just here to remind you that there is so much going on in this world, and to just always be mindful, be grateful, be empathetic about what's going on in this world, and that the frustration is very real, and it feels as if you're the only one that cares, you feel like you're the only one that seems to honestly give a shit. And so with that being said, I'm here honestly to just remind you guys that I will be linking all sources about what's going on in the world. And honestly, Instagram has been a great source. And also just also social medias, really. I feel like that's been a really big one for me to just like kind of be scrolling and like, you know, read some important information, save it and, you know, or watch the video or just watch anything, read anything that's going on in the world and just be mindful, taking time out of my day to do so. That's the very least I could do, you know, and having in real life discussions about it, in real life conversations to make change happen, because that's really where the magic and the true change does happen. And so with that being said, you know this is coming. All links will be in the description. Instagram links of who to follow, what posts to read, and to just be aware of what's going on around us and to be mindful that, you know, the worst of times, people are living it more than ever on a daily basis, apocalyptic times for other people. And it feels very dystopian to be sitting here with technology, food on my table, and a roof over my head, which we all seem to take for granted every single day. And to essentially, like, I don't, wow, it's just insane to me to realize that I can do all of this and someone else in the world that is not experiencing just the basic necessities of life. And I don't really know how else to say this anymore. I'm so overwhelmed and disappointed in world leaders that, like, I feel like there's just really there are no words for me to even say anymore. It's just like pure disappointment and pure, you know, disgust, I want to say. I think that's like the best word I can say to describe world leaders that are just not doing anything to resolve problems. And yeah, like I just feel like I'm overwhelmed, and also like what else can I do? Like, you know, what else as a society can we do that we haven't done already, you know? But yeah, I never know how to transition out of this part of the episode, but with that being said, just, you know, be mindful today. This is your reminder. This is essentially like a reminder for everyone listening that, like, you may have had a shitty day, you may have had, or a good day, who even knows, and to just, you know, take even a little bit of your time to just be mindful of, like, yo, what's going on in this world. Maybe you want to read some more research on something, or you're like, you know what, I haven't thought about it today, but now I will, and take it into account of what's going on. And so I will see you guys on the other segment, but yeah, just keep the mindfulness, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of yourself, and be aware of what's going on in the world. We are humans. We need each other, whether you run from it, whether you fear it, whether you hate it, whether you don't believe it. Humans need each other, and you can run from it as much as you want. You can hate it as much as you want, but that really is how community is built and how, the world will heal itself. So with that being said, I'll see you guys on the other side. Bye. And welcome back, ladies and gents. So I am here to remind you, before I even begin this episode, that the program that I'm using only allows me to record in 30-minute increments. So if this goes above 30 minutes right now, it is because that's the reason why. And I might have to cut, you know, every segment in half. But with that being said, let's just dive right in. All right, y'all. So, and I'm also quite hungry. Anyways, so I always like to take inspiration from the week that I have to just put into a podcast episode, just thinking out loud kind of vibes. That's really the inspo for my entire podcast thus far. We're on finally season 6 of this lovely podcast that I have. I always have 20 episodes each for each season, so we're on season 6. But with that being said, though, so the inspo for this week was lots of adulting realizations. And I titled this episode Allow Yourself to Change, because I've been realizing that as I'm almost 25, hitting my mid-20s. Not excited, you guys. I'm not fucking excited. I already have an existential crisis every single day. I can't even fathom what mine's going to be at 25. Ooh. And apparently the brain just stops developing at 25. This can't be all I have left. Ugh, free me. Anyway, so the inspo for this week has been that just existential crisis, self-doubt, self-hatred, like, you know, as you know, one does. And reflecting on just almost being 25 with feeling unaccomplished with everything, and just how, and having self brutal realizations about what I've wanted, and goals I've had that I kind of live, and then I'm just like, I don't really like this anymore. And I'm a firm believer that every day is a new version of yourself. You wake up and you can truly just decide to start over every single day. You can choose to do something new every single day. You are allowed to change every single day. You're allowed to be, you're just allowed to evolve every single day. You're allowed to do whatever the fuck you want every new start of the day, you know? And with that being said, the topics I'm going to bring today have been just what I've been realizing this week for myself and the bigger picture behind it. And hopefully as an adult that's listening to this, I hope that you can hear me out, and, you know, maybe we can, you know, ponder together, and just, you know, maybe you might be like, huh, never thought of it that way. I don't know. All I know is I'm almost 25 and I actually am really scared about it.
And I feel very unaccomplished, and I feel like I've done nothing with my life, which, you know, that's also a different conversation for a different day. So there's that. The first topic I have on my little list is house versus penthouse versus condo. Now, I live at my childhood house at the moment. I live in LA. Well, LA County. I'm not going to tell y'all really, really where I live, and don't even think about it. Not like you guys care. But anyways, so with that being said, so the first thing on my topic little list of, you know, almost 25 and realizing just like this whole week has literally all the topics that I have has been all of this week of me realizing shit. Like to quote Kylie Jenner, this year has been about realizing stuff, and all of my friends and I are just realizing things. And that really is my motto at this time. And so with that being said, topics number one. The house versus penthouse versus condo. So I live in a house currently. I live in my childhood house. I live with family. And as I get older, I am actually learning how much I fucking hate housework. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, okay, bitch, so do I. And it has to be done. Okay, but here's my thing though. What if I chose not to do that? What if I chose to simply just not do that? Because I am way too fucking pretty to be doing that bullshit. I'm sorry. I don't want to do it. I fucking hate it. I'll do cooking for sure. I'm a firm believer in actually doing, like, actually making my own meals. Like, that is a grown adult thing that I think every adult should do. If you don't do it, what are you doing with yourself? You were inutile. I don't know. I don't know what the word is in English, to be honest. But if you're not cooking for yourself, it is inutile. Like, what the fuck are you doing? I don't know how you do that shit. Cleaning, on the other hand, I don't want to fucking do it. I'm way too pretty for that shit. My tits are way too big to be doing that. My ass is way too jiggly to be doing that shit. I don't want to fucking do it. None of you bitches will ever convince me that it's fun. None of you bitches will ever convince me that it's worth it. None of you bitches will ever convince me that it's a part of life. No. Believe it or not, y'all, all the things that you don't want to do, guess what? You don't have to do them. Believe it or not. The real truth of, like, adulting is that, like, you say you have to do all this shit in order to do whatever it is, to obtain a goal, to accomplish something, to have some sort of achievement in yourself, right? But the real reality of it is, of it all, is that you don't have to do the shit that you say you have to do. You don't have to take out the trash at night. You don't have to go to work. No one's holding a gun to your head to do those things, but we've conditioned ourselves to believe that we have to do all of these things. And my example for this is essentially cleaning. I fucking hate it. I loathe it. I don't believe in it. And when I get rich and famous, or just rich in general, whatever that is, I literally am going to hire someone to do all of that for me. That is the plan. That is what I'm sticking with. And no, I don't care what you bitches have to say about it. I don't want to fucking do it. I've been doing it and I don't like it. It takes too much time to do. I don't believe in it. It takes entirely way too much time to do something. And me, personally, I mentioned a couple times, like, I don't believe in just, like, light cleaning. I believe in deep cleaning every single time you do decide to clean your house or decide to clean your space. What's the point of doing gentle cleaning or light cleaning if you're just going to dirty it every, like, an hour later? No, bitch. Do deep cleaning. It's going to be way more eventful and way more accomplishing. And also, it will stay a little bit cleaner a little bit longer. Maybe, like, 2 hours more. And also, the real harsh reality of it is that cleaning, it gets dirty the same day you clean. So what's the fucking point at this point, you know? And with that being said, I don't believe in it. And I say all of this because, like, what does it have to do with house and condo and stuff? I'm like, well, a penthouse and a condo are technically a bit smaller than a house, or the same size, if you will. And me personally, I don't know about y'all, I have been a firm believer in a house, owning property. It doesn't have to be, or for me, owning a house, right? That's been my life goal since I was a kid. And for me, I was telling my therapist this, and all of that I'm about to tell you right now is what I told my therapist today, because I've been really going through it in regards to adulting. And so I told my therapist this. I was like, yo, my entire life, I have always said when I have a house. Never have I ever said if I have a house. Not in my entire 24, almost 25 years of being on this planet, never have I ever doubted myself in regards to having a house. I've always been a believer of it. I still am a believer in it. But at the same time, now more than ever, as I'm almost 25, it did take me almost 25 years to realize that, you know what? Actually, maybe having a house isn't for me. maybe having a penthouse or a condo that I actually own and purchase myself is a bit more manageable. And like I said, if I do hire someone, great. If I do have the finances, or no, when I have the finances to pay for someone to clean my place and, you know, help me, you know, clean and keep the house nice and tidy every time I'm there, I'm all for it. Sure, then maybe a house will be worth it. But I also learned this. If you live in a two-story house, I want two-story houses abolished, genuinely. I don't want to have, the way my house is set up is that, like, my room is on the second floor, right? I have stairs, all that. My laundry room is downstairs. Why the fuck am I going up and down the damn stairs to do my laundry? How on earth does that make sense? The layout of two-story houses are just not it for me. Why do I need to go up and down the damn stairs every single time? And for those who go to the gym, mind you, when you do leg day, the last thing you want to do is go up some stairs. And when I have a hard leg day, do you really think I have the energy to do my laundry and go up the damn stairs, come down the damn stairs, and vice versa for four loads of laundry? Absolutely not. No. For me, if I have a house, I want it to be one story. And what are penthouses and condos? Oh, right. All one story. To each their own. Unless you live in New York and you pay, like, what, $20,000 a month for a penthouse that actually is two stories, by all means, fucking go for it. But, yeah, that's a big realization I had recently, as of, you know, this week, and I just fucking hate it. I fucking hate house cleaning. I fucking hate housework. And I know, it's not that shocking. It's very common to hate it amongst all adults, but do I deserve to do it? No. Am I going to do it in my future? Absolutely not, actually. I'm not gonna do that shit. No. The most I'll do is dishes and cook. That's all I'm doing. I'm not doing no cleaning shit. Uh-uh. Way too pretty for that. Next, car shopping. So it's just something I've been on my mind to do. Like, my biggest accomplishment I would like to have before the end of the year is, or actually before my birthday, not gonna lie, it's just buy my car. Buy my first car or lease it. And I had a big realization today that I was like, I got home from the gym this morning and I was like, wait, what is stopping me from literally going to the Tesla dealership right now, getting a huge down payment out in cash, and leasing a Tesla? What is stopping me from doing that? Nothing. But it comes in the concept of, like, fear, because for me, everything is about fear. I hate to live in fear sometimes, and I'm not a firm believer in living in fear in regards to anything else, like in regards to relationships, career, whatever. But when it comes to finances, I'm, like, the biggest scaredy cat in the entire fucking world, because it's money, and money is very hard to come by. And I think that we all can agree on that, that money is very, very hard to come by, especially a big chunk of money is very hard to come by. So with that being said, I am looking at a car. I've been looking for several times. And this also kind of goes hand in hand with my next topic of scared on where do I invest the money that I have? Because I'm not going to tell you guys how much money I do have, but I have a good amount of money saved up in my life. I'm very thankful for that. And I have enough money to put a, you know, down payment on a car, buy it, all that kind of vibe. I have enough money to buy a whole car that I want, like a Tesla Model 3 that I've been wanting my for like years now. I have enough money to do all those things. I have 6 months worth of rent saved up to like live in a nice area. Do I choose to do those things? No, because I'm scared. Yeah. And also, it also means like, where do I invest the money? Where do I put it? Nobody ever teaches you that, right? And you have to learn kind of on your own. And me, I'm kind of in that, you know, mindset right now where I'm like, what if I lose my money if I do this? And then what will I do then? You know, that's why, like, for the past like 3 years, I've been thinking of this, like, okay, I have a good amount of money saved up in my life for being a 24-year-old, right? Almost 25. And I don't know where to put it because it's just sitting there in my savings account and I don't know where to put it. And I'm scared if I make the wrong decision, I'm going to lose it all. And I know what you're thinking, like, girl, you kind of have to take the plunge. You can't just live in fear your whole life. But like I mentioned, I don't live in fear about anything else. But when it comes to finances, oh, bitch, I am terrified. Okay? I don't play when it comes to money. I don't play. I don't. I'll spend, you know, money on silly shit that I know is not good for me to spend money on. But when it comes to, you know, and those are like, what, $400, $500 purchases? Sure. I know I'm going to get something in return. I buy a product. I get the product. End of story. But when it comes to investment, you invest in something, hopefully that your idea actually is worth it and will make you money. And boom, you hopefully have to pray and take every matters into your own hands to make sure that it goes well. or else what? You fail your business or investment. And that, my friend, is just something I'm too scared. All right. I know I have to take the plunge one day and I'm terrified to do so. But there is also that concept of like, okay, you're scared if everything fails, but what happens if it doesn't, you know? And there's that shred of hope, right, that I'm clinging on to at the moment. And I'm like, oh, fuck, like, what? Maybe they're right. Maybe I shouldn't psych myself out too soon, right? And that's where I'm at, financially speaking. I want to take the plunge on so many finance. I've had so many ideas thus far. I'm like, okay, what if I do a business? What if I start a clothing brand like I've been wanting to do? What if I do this? What if I do that? What if I, and I've been estimating startup costs for each of those things. And I'm just scared. I am. I'm terrified. And also, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't have great credit. And it's not because I don't pay my shit on time. It's for other reasons. It's just, I'm not going to get into that. But just know it's not on my terms. All right. I don't have bad credit for, because I'm bad with my money. It's just that, like, I paid every credit card bill on time. If anything, I like to pay half of what my credit card is. I don't want to be in debt the rest of my life. I don't believe in that shit. And I don't believe in credit in general. So for me, I don't really think life ends at your credit score. I really don't. People always say, like, credit is, like, so important. And it's like, yeah, it is. But, like, you can still get shit with a not great credit score. Yeah, you're going to be asked to pay more for shit. But also, it's like, why are you reducing me to, like, just three numbers, bitch? I'll kill you. Like, you don't even know me. What if I had great credit and I was sketchy anyways? Have we considered that? Right. So there's that. Then my next topic, my fourth topic, is why gatekeeping your finances plus your finance / investments goal with your friends, your family, even dating wise is essential. So in my life, I will say I have been financially well my whole life, and I'm very thankful for that. And do I take it into account every day? Am I thankful for it every day? Yes. Okay. And I'm not tone deaf, all right? I know that there are people that struggle to make ends meet on a daily basis, right? I'm not tone deaf to that. I'm not, you know, lurking in the shadows being like, oh, that's not real. It is very real, especially in this inflation / recession that we're in. I'm hyper aware that people are making ends meet the way that they can and the way that they know best. And do desperate times call for desperate measures? Absolutely. I am in no position to judge someone on how they get their income, right? I'm in no position to do that. Nor will I ever judge someone that does whatever they have to do for the finances that they have, that they need to achieve, right? And I say this because my whole life, I've been told I'm too bougie. I'm being told I'm being unrealistic. And then I'm gonna tell you guys a little story, right? So I had an ex, right? And I was telling him, I was like, yo, like, I really just want to get this new car of mine, and I only want a Tesla. And I'm telling y'all this because the way he reacted was like, well, girl, I know this is what you want, but you need to be a little more realistic, okay? You need to be a little more realistic, okay? Like, you do need a car. You need to get from point A to point B. And whatever that looks like, I think that you should just, you know, kind of be a little more realistic with what you get. I'm like, pause. At that time, I was like, yeah, you're right. But now that I'm sitting back on it, I'm like, actually, no. Why are you telling me, when you don't even know the finances that I have, how I should spend my money? Oh, okay, so you're a big adult now. You pay big adult bills. Sure, not going to say I don't respect that. But you don't know my finances, and I don't know yours. So when I tell you, hey, you know what? Actually, I do have the finances for this. And sure, you might be like, oh, well, that's great then. But since I didn't tell him that, I was like, in my head, I was like, actually, though, like, you don't know how much I'm getting. You don't know how much money I have, but I'm telling you that I have it. So why are you trying to tell me, like, hey, you know what? You got to be a little more realistic. I'm like, actually, though, that is me being realistic. That is my reality. Maybe it's not yours, but you can't tell me that, oh, that's too bougie. Oh, that's unrealistic. Oh, you had to be a little more, you know, within your ballpark. It's like, oh, no, I'm telling you that I have these finances lined up, that I can do that. I'm not just making this shit up all willy-nilly that I'm pulling money out of my ass. No, actually, I'm telling you that I have these finances. What, you don't believe me? Is that what it is? And now I sit back on that thought right now, And I was reflecting on that in therapy today. I was like, yeah, so when I was dating this other guy back in the day, back forever ago, it feels like, and I told him this, and he was like, well, girl, you can't always, like, you can't be a little more realistic. Like, okay, everybody wants a Tesla, sure, but, like, is it realistic? No. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe to you it's not. Okay. Not to say that's a bad thing. A car is a car. Let's be honest about it. But I don't want to pay gas. I don't believe in paying gas, you guys. I'm sorry. Like, the way you guys normalize $60 to $100 for a tank is beyond me. I don't think you guys should normalize. Even at $50, no. It's not about being broke. It's about being stupid. Like, I'm sorry. And with gas prices only going up and up and up, you think I'm really going to buy a car that's gas? Fuck no. Absolutely not. By no means am I doing that shit. Fuck no. I don't believe in that shit whatsoever. So with that being said, that's why I've been kind of leaning on Tesla more, because I don't want to fucking pay for gas. I hate going to the gas station. I hate going there. You know, those Costco lines are just getting longer and longer. You think I'm really going to sit my ass at a Costco gas station? Which, by the way, gas stations are disgusting. Filled with germies, filled with, like, just gasoline smell. No, I don't want that. I literally wear gloves when I go to any gas station. Do you know how much germs are on that damn handle and that damn button that you press to push, like, what kind of level of octane for your gas is? No, I'm not doing that shit. No. And the car that I drive now is actually kind of like a truck, essentially. And the gas tank for that shit is over $120. Do you think I'm really gonna be going out in that car? No, I don't know why you guys normalize paying 60 plus for a gas tank for the week. And if you know you're going to be driving all willy-nilly the whole week, why on earth do you have a gas car? And people that are like, well, I make money. I should be able to get the car I want. Sure, I don't say that you shouldn't. If you have the finances to pay for gasoline and a gas car, whatever car that you desire, if not more than one car, by all means, go for it. But even if I do have the finances like I do, I don't want to spend money on my gas tank that's over $100. No, that shit is ridiculous. That shit is stupid. In my mind, that's a stupid ass idea. I don't know why you guys normalize that shit. And also, the last car I had before the one I did have, that I currently drive now, was a hybrid. It was pre-pandemic, mind you. So I was paying $35 a gas tank. If gas prices were still at that, bitch, by all means, get a gas car. That's what I would have done. Or a hybrid car, if anything. But I'm not paying that shit. And none of you bitches will convince me otherwise, all right? End of fucking story. Like, I want the first car that I buy to be a Tesla Model 3, gray color with the autopilot features and whatever features I do desire. And I will get exactly that. I'm not settling, bitch. I know what I want. And besides, if you live in California, I don't know, Gavin Newsom signed some stupid ass bill at some point in a couple years, like maybe like 9+ years or something like that. Everything's going to be just electric car driving only. Hey, you know what? Might as well get a head start. No? Right. So with that being said, stop settling. I also have that on my list at the bottom, but it does go hand in hand. That's one example of what I mean. Don't settle, right? None of you bitches will ever convince me otherwise. And then I say this because it's like, I want to gatekeep my finances because I'm just like, okay, well, look, I'm telling you, I have, like, the example I mentioned with the story of the guy. I'm telling you I have the finances, so stop telling me, like, oh, that's too bougie. Oh, that's unrealistic. Oh, that's, what's it called? You have to, like, you know, set your standards a little bit lower and stuff like that. It's like, no. No. Fuck no. I am not gonna settle for that. Okay, have fun paying gas, baby girl. And realistically speaking, since I don't have to do any maintenance on a Tesla, except maybe just tires, because I talked to a Tesla, like, sales associate, like, forever ago, and they told me straight up that it was only, the only maintenance that I need to do on that damn car is the tires. That's it. That's all I need to do. No fucking oil to change. No engine, bitch. That's it. And if something does go wrong with the car, they have their own health insurance? Their own insurance, or they have their own coverage. You can get coverage through Tesla or a third party, like AAA or State Farm, whatever, right? Like car insurance. I'm like, bitch, hear me out, though. What the fuck? So you mean to tell me I have to settle because I have to be realistic? Oh, I'm too bougie. Bitch, fuck you. Suck my dick. And that leads me to, actually, you know what? I'm running out of time, you guys, for the first half of the segment. So I want to see you guys on the second half. But yeah, so we left off on, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, and oh, the fourth one, the fourth little bullet point in my little section, if you will. And then the following ones are three. I have three more left for this episode. But with that being said, I'll see you guys in the second half of this episode. But yeah, love you. And we're back for the second half, ladies and gents. And I actually forgot to add this part from the previous segment. Of why gatekeeping your finances plus your finance slash investment goals when dating or from your family, from your friends, etc. is key and why you should do it. And I left off with a couple of examples. And I actually forgot to add that the reason I'm a firm believer in this is because no one knows your financial situation more than you do, right? No one else does. No one else knows what it looks like unless you obviously fucking tell them, which I highly advise that you don't. I'm a firm believer in that because the more you flaunt your money, the more you flaunt how much you have, the more you say, oh, I'm good, is going to attract only the wrong people. They're going to be like on your dick for so many things. They'll be like, hey, can you spare me like, you know, $30, $50, whatever. And I say all of this because I forgot to add that there's also that aspect. And also too, like I said, no one knows your finances more than you do, all right? No one knows that shit better than you do, okay? No one else does. No one can judge you on that. And no one should judge you for the financial decisions and investments you do make, all right? We all learn. We all have to learn somewhere, no? We all have to make the mistakes sometimes of, you know, not making the right financial decisions. By all means, shit fucking happens, okay? But everybody that is not in the same financial situation as you is going to have so much to say about what you decide to do with the said money that you have, whatever it is. And it kills me. It's so funny. It's like, oh, so you tell me I'm too bougie, but you can't even essentially. And this is going to sound cocky, okay? I'm not saying I'm a fucking millionaire, all right? I still have to work, all right? Okay? I'm going to be honest. I'm by no means am I saying this to be cocky. It's like, oh, that's not a good idea. Oh, that's not going to work. Oh, that's not a smart idea. Oh, that's not, you know, a financially stable idea. Oh, you know what? I wouldn't do that way. Oh, that's not something I would personally do. But oh, like blah, 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 blah. Every excuse under the sun as to why they want to judge you in your financial decisions, right? And or investments. It's like, babe, you really can't like say anything because you don't make as much as I do or you don't have the finances like I do. I'm sorry. I said it, okay? I'm not saying that in a judgmental way. I, by all means, we all make our own money the way we do. And I know finances are very taboo. But if somebody was making less than me or the same amount as me or had even more than me, who am I? It's like, okay, let's say I meet someone and they obviously make way more than I do, right? They have so much more saved in their account than I do, right? I don't know how much, but let's just make it obvious and say, hey, I don't know. But let's say that they have made it known that they're very rich, right? Who am I to tell them any business idea or business strategy or financial advice? Hello? I don't know that information. If anything, if I wanted to pitch something, I'd be like, hey, in case you don't know, I have heard this, this, and that. And they can be like, oh, I mean, at least a nice person would be like, oh, you know what? I have heard of that, but I really appreciate that you would mention that to me. And you guys can have a conversation about that. You know? I was on a date with this one guy forever ago, it feels like. And he was hella rich, according to his words. He was like, yeah, so I made my first million at 27. I was like, whoa, okay. I was like, okay, bro, you're being a little too cocky about it, but okay. But in my mind, I was like, there's no way I'm going to date this guy. He's so much older than me. One and two, he's like very rich. Okay, great. That's amazing. But I don't want to be some trophy wife, bitch. I want to have my own empire. Okay, thank you. And with that being said, I was like, okay, all right, love that for you. Is that supposed to impress me? Are you saying that to impress me? Or because I'm like, okay, good for you. Fantastic. Love that. And I also knew it probably wouldn't work out because I was like, okay, well, if I discover something financially, if I Google something, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know that. Did you know about that? He's gonna be like, yeah, I learned that like 10 years ago. You know, it's like gonna bump heads. I didn't want that shit. But yeah, I forgot to add that to the first half of like, or the last, to the last, or the first half of the episode, but the last portion of it. Now we only have three things left. We only have three things left on this little topics list of what I've learned this little lovely week I've had. So the, I want to say, is it the fifth? Wait, one, two, three, four. Yeah, so the fifth thing on this list, I have three more. So this one and two more. The fifth topic on my list is not settling in general. But in this particular example, I'm going to state not settling for any job and knowing your worth in that aspect. And this comes from, I'm not going to say where I work or what I do, but everyone at my job currently is quitting. Three people already put their 2 weeks in the span of like a week already, or like, and within the last, like late last week into this week. And it's just like, they're all leaving for different jobs, whatever, right? And I am not here in this episode here to job shame. I don't do that shit. I don't believe in that, all right? You gotta make your money somehow. And who am I to judge someone else for how they make their money, right? If you even have kids to feed, by all means, you do what you fucking have to do, okay? You have to do what you have to do. Take care of yourself, your kids, your loved ones, etc. Me personally, I am doing the job that I have because it's only a stop along the way. I am not there to be all buddy-buddy and all my life is this job. Fuck no. It is not for me. I don't believe in it anymore. And the management sucks. And the corporation as a whole is awful. The corporation as a whole already suffered bankruptcy, okay? And I'm feeling the effects of it as a retailer slash in sales. So with that being said, fuck no. And this made me, I was talking to my therapist about this, right? And I was saying to her, I was like, look, by no means am I judging my fellow coworker or my older coworkers for leaving for whatever job it was, right? Look, this bitch of a job is a sinking fucking ship. It's not great. Everyone is not having a good time. It is just the worst management I have ever seen in an establishment, okay? Not by the management themselves, but overall the corporation, mind you, the corporation. And so with that being said, when I see that my coworkers are all leaving, I have seen at least like 7+ people leave this job that I'm in currently already, which is already going to show you how awful it's looking like right now. Believe me, I am desperate to get out of there. Bitch, I am desperate to fucking flee the damn ship. To hold my own damn like sailboat and fly or sail away from the sinking ship that is. Bitch, my job is the Titanic, if not worse. Okay. It's fucking worse. With that being said, though, I told my therapist this. I was like, look, I commend my fellow coworkers for taking whatever job is under the sun, right? But I don't want to do that. I am sick and fucking tired of people telling you to settle when it comes to the job market and or career aspect. I am by no means job shaming. I don't believe in that shit, right? You gotta make your money how you fucking need to, right? But I want to leave said job because I fucking hate it. And it's not great. And I'm sick of it. But the reason I don't is because I don't want to settle. I don't want to fucking settle for a stupid little job that is the same thing that I'm doing now, just somewhere else. I'm sorry. I am ready for a bigger fucking paycheck like I fucking deserve. And with that being said, this whole episode can essentially be stop settling, because the real truth of it all is, when they say, oh, know your worth, know that you're worth it, know that your knowledge and your expertise in whatever field that you're in is going to go a long way and it is going to pay off. And have I been chanting that to myself for the past, I don't know, year and more at this job I loathe? Yes. Has it gotten me anywhere? No, unfortunately. The whole, oh, know your worth has gotten me nowhere in regards to the career aspect. But do I know it will pay off one day? Yes. I'm at my limit and all I have is hope and a prayer, okay? But at the same time, I am tired of hearing you guys say, oh, just get whatever job, there's jobs out there. I'm like, yes, there are jobs out there. No one's going to sit here and tell you that there aren't out there. But I don't want those fucking jobs only because I don't want to fucking settle. I deserve more than hourly. I deserve to live a salary life. And I know that comes with their pros and cons on its own, obviously. I've heard people that have salary say it is not even that good, right? But it doesn't matter. Anything is better than what I'm at now, and I'm not going to settle for something less than that. I'm over it. Stop telling me and stop telling people in the general world about how the job market, yes, the job market is horrendous. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's not. But stop telling us as a society that, like, oh, well, a job is a job, you know? It's like, okay, yes, it's going to get you paid, of course. That's the whole reason why you're doing it. But I don't want to just get paid anymore. I want a big girl job. I want to be a grown-ass woman that has a big fucking adult job. Do you know how many other people I see on social media or, like, whatever it is that are my age and they're doing better than me? That hurts me. That does. And I know that's a really harsh reality, and I know that's kind of, you know, shitty to say, but it's true. Okay, I'm sad about it. I'm very sad about it. It makes me sad. Okay, just, oh, so I see that somebody is the same age as me and they're, or younger than me, and they have a big girl job already and I don't. I'm almost 25. Bitch, when is it my turn? You know, I'm being honest. I'm being upfront with it. So I'm a firm believer in not settling for what, or for less than what you deserve in regards to the job market and career aspect, because it's going to come. Yes. Have I seen it myself? And will I experience it? God, I fucking hope so. Am I at my last straw, my last shred of hope? Yes. Does it make me want to cry? Also, yes. But I'm not going to, like, drop the job that I have, that is the only job that I have currently, because I loathe it. I can't stand going to it. I fucking hate it there. Everything is just on the rocks. Everything is awful there. It's just not a good establishment anymore. It's just failing, a sinking ship. Yes, all of those things are true, but it's all I have. And I'm not going to leave the job that I'm at right now just for the same job somewhere else, or something as the same pay, or anything along those lines. Not to say that those jobs out there are bad. No, but they're not for me. And I'm tired of you bitches making it seem like, well, there are jobs out there. Yes, of course there are. There always will be. But I don't want those fucking jobs, okay? I don't want that for myself. I deserve more. And if you want to start shaming people, especially the older generation that are like, well, you guys are never going to make it if you're that picky. No, actually, bitch, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be as picky as I want, and watch how that shit is going to happen for me and for others that are also knowing their self-worth and being as picky as I am, if not more. Okay. Stop with that bullshit. Oh, there are jobs out there. Yeah, I know that there are. We all know that. Every Gen Zer, millennial, etc. know that there are jobs out there. Yes, they exist. They're out there. They're asking for people. But I don't want to deal with a shitty establishment ever again. I don't want to deal with shitty management ever again. I don't want to deal with, you know, hourly ever again. I don't want to deal with that bullshit. And nor should I. Nor should anyone else if they don't desire that. And I conclude my fucking statement. That's all I have to say on the not settling for less, especially in the job and career aspect of the world. Next fucking thing, second to last on my list. Night concerts and parties are just not my shit anymore. I said it, and I will stand by it, and I will die on that damn hill. So I say this because I went to go see Kyle Dion. For those who don't know who Kyle Dion is, he is an R&B and soul musician. Fucking phenomenal musician. Seeing him live was, ooh, everything. I've been listening to him for so long, it feels like. So I got tickets late last year to go to a show in February this year, you know, on Wednesday, the 21st of February. And I had a very long day that Wednesday. I had to open my job very early. I was up at 3:30 in the morning. Okay. 3:30 in the morning. All right. Then I told myself, I was like, well, I thought I had my laser hair removal appointment yesterday, Thursday, the 22nd. But it turns out I called them and I was like, oh, and they were like, no, you have it on the 29th. I was like, oh, shit, I didn't know that. So I thought that, I kept thinking this. And then on Wednesday I called and I was like, as I was cleaning, because I dedicated that day to cleaning, I came home from work and I made myself breakfast and I was like, okay, I'm going to start cleaning. So I start cleaning around like 2 or 3, unfortunately, because I have the worst attention span. And I call, as I'm cleaning, I like call my laser hair removal place and I'm like, yo, I just want to confirm, is my appointment either tomorrow or next week? And they're like, oh, it's next week. I was like, oh, oh, I thought it was Thursday. So I was like already cleaning. I was like, fuck it, I might as well just clean the rest of the day. I could have cleaned Thursday, but I know I'm going to get lazy that day too. So I'm just going to clean on Wednesday. So I did. And I was also on a time crunch because I had this concert, Kyle Dion. And I am realizing, I'm like, wait, he's going to probably go on at 9. Of course. And I'm like debating the whole night, or the whole time I'm like cleaning, or when I was getting ready, quote, and I was like, do I even want to go? Like, it's so late in the night. I don't want to go. Like, I don't like that. And mind you, I'm like 24 saying this, almost 25. And I told my therapist this, and she was like, well, I don't really think it has to do with like fear of missing out, because that's not really what it is. Like, you easily said that you would have left, or you wouldn't have gone if you didn't want to go. But you said that you wanted to go because, you know, you've been wanting to see this artist for a while. And two, you just are tired of where you live and you want to see something different for that night, you know? So you went. I don't really think that has to do with fear of missing out or FOMO. I think it just has to deal with like you're cautious more of where you spend your time. And I was like, yeah, maybe that might be what it is. But I feel like really lame being 24 and not really excited to go out at night anymore. And I'm just not a fan of it. I'm not. Like, why are concerts so late at night? Especially a musician that you want to see. Bitch, just get to the damn event. Throw the event at like, I don't know, 2 p.m. in broad daylight. I am great with that. I would love that. And for me, I'm more conscious of like where I want to go at night, or like in general, what I prefer more. I prefer dinner nights. I think that dinner is such a beautiful thing as a person that you get to live on this planet. Going to dinner with like a friend, a family member, or a date night, or any of those things is so amazing. I'm a huge believer in doing that. I am a firm believer of going out for dinner, making it like an event, romanticizing it, right? Getting a nice outfit on, whether it's you with the girlies, whether it's you with the boys, whether it's you with your partner, whether it's just you going out by yourself, if anything, or you're just out, or you're seeing family members, or you have a friend in town and you guys are catching up, whatever it is, right? I'm a huge believer in dinner nights. And a dinner, I mean at latest at like 7, 8 p.m., right? You finish around what, 10? Great. I can go home, do my skincare. I'm in bed by like 11:30, right? Perfect. Amazing. And I say all of this because I'm just not a fan of night parties or concerts anymore. I'm not. And if it's like a festival kind of thing, let's start at 11 a.m., 12 p.m. End the night at, okay, let's say maybe at most midnight, right? Why the fuck am I going to a party at 11 p.m. at night, bitch? What purpose does that serve me? Nothing. I don't like that shit. I much prefer a dinner night, or if anything, a dinner night where you can just go around, like, or a place that has a full bar, just whatever it is. Or if you want to go bar hopping, I'm a big fan of bar hopping. Why not? Or just like events, like art show events or music events that are like more low key, like a DJ and just like kind of a vibe, or just like a creative event of any kind, a pop-up shop, a clothing store having like a party or an opening party. I recently heard of this other cool like idea that I think is really cool. A kebab cart opened up by Wali Mohammed. I don't know if you guys know him. He used to be on Vine. Now he's like in social media and stuff. And he bought a kebab cart, and he literally caters and shit like that. That's dope. And he had like an opening for his kebab cart. He was making food for everyone from his own kebab cart. Bitch, that's dope. Like, what the fuck? I'm so down. What are you talking about? The event already passed, but at some point I was like, damn, I kind of want to go low key. Like, dude, like that's the kind of shit I'm about. Like, why are you having events at night? Bitch, no. That's like, show me. Where in the world there's a kebab cart pop-up? Nowhere. Yeah, you bitches don't do it. You bitches don't do it. Don't invite me at 11 p.m. at night. What the fuck is wrong with you? No. Stop normalizing that shit. No. So I'm a firm believer in like dinner nights, art show events, or like a kebab cart pop-up, or like a food event pop-up, a restaurant opening, or those are the things I'm all about that don't require being out all night. Or late at night, if anything. I'm a big fan of that. Me, I'm a big foodie. I love hearing restaurants, finding new places to eat, new places to go, take other people. and just munching on that, like seeing what that is. Like, I'm a firm believer in that. And restaurant openings are kind of like a big event in LA, if not a big event for most places. And one event I love is that my favorite vegan restaurant, Crossroads in Calabasas now, it was originally opened in Melrose, so West Hollywood. And I remember my sister took me there forever ago one time, and I was hooked. I follow them on IG. I follow every step of their way for like their food places. Like, I'm a big foodie, and they were like one of my first favorite restaurants that ever came to the scene. And they're all vegan. I'm not really crazy about, you know, it has to be fully vegan, because I'm not fully vegan, but it was actually vegan food that was really good, starchy, like a little fattening, but good, right? Crossroads. And they opened up the location in Calabasas, and I went because I wanted to go to the fucking opening, bitch. I wanted to go. They sent me, because I subscribed to their newsletter and my email, and I sent the email. They were like, so we're so happy to announce that we're opening up a Calabasas location if you guys want to go. Because I missed the opening because I didn't even know the restaurant in Melrose. And I was like, oh, there's no way I'm missing this pop-up event for the opening. And bitch, I went. I got a table reserved for my mom and I. We went. We loved it. We dabbled. We ate. And mwah, chef's kiss, you know? And then I went there almost every day after. a bit on the pricey side, I will say. But that's what I mean. Like, I don't want night events to start at 11 p.m. What's wrong with you, bitch? No. Invite me to dinner at 8 p.m. I'll be there. And you tell me the dress code and I'm there. Invite me to an art show in the fucking daylight, okay? I want to network. I want to meet other artists. I want to be creative and whatnot. Invite me to a foodie pop-up or a kebab cart pop-up. Are you kidding? Bitch, I'm so down. You mean to tell me I'm going to eat in the street while I get to talk to people? In the broad daylight, and I know it's not gonna be sketchy. Bitch, that's a party. That's a party within itself in the day. Invite me to your friend's house, or you go to your friend's house, right? You guys make food, make dinner, or order in, and you guys, you know, have like a movie night or something like that. Have it start at 7 p.m. though. Or if you get off work, that 9 to 5 shit, be there at 6. You can change and shower at your friend's place. Or if I host it, you can shower at my place. And then we can make dinner, or we can order in, or whatever it is. We can get some wine and whatnot. What? You go home or you sleep over, and the end of the night ends at 11 p.m. Boom. Done. Simple. Bring that shit back, dog. Bring that shit back. I am not playing with you guys. I'm not playing. Bring that shit back. I'm a firm believer in that. Stop inviting me to fucking functions at 11 p.m. at night. You are insane, and I'm not going to be there. Oh, sorry, guys. Almost burped. Oh, excuse me. And then my last thing on the list that's actually not going to be super elaborative is getting your finances in order to getting your finances in order prior to following your actual dreams. And I say this because I'm kind of in a bump road with like my creativity right now. I'm creatively blocked. I'm creatively uninspired. I feel like in general, I just don't have anything to say. And I also, I'm just feeling defeated in that aspect. And I'm not saying I'll never revisit it, because I know for a fact I will. Being a creative is who I am. I will always be who I am. I don't ever see myself doing anything else, right? But unfortunately, the harsh truth of it all is that if you're a creative, the money and income in that is not very reliable. Sometimes you'll go months on end with nothing, years even. Do you know how many actors out there in the past that like had a one show wonder or a one hit wonder overall, and then you never hear from them again until years later? And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Whatever that reason could be, I'm not here to judge whatever the reason is, but that's just an example. And it's like, I wouldn't have to worry about those things if I get my own finances in order in regards to another job, another creative outlet, another field of study, another field of work, industry, then build my money up from that, then go back to revisiting the creative side of myself, my inner child, like my passions, my projects that I want to develop more and take more seriously. And I'll actually have the seed money and the finances to do so. So I don't have to rely on, financial backers, investors and stuff. And if I do choose to go that route, I'll be able to learn more about my own personal projects that I worked on in finances aspect or investments, and I'll be able to go rely on that and put my knowledge to that. And I say all of this because don't ever feel shame if you choose to prioritize your finances more than your actual dreams. And I'm not saying that you're going to put them on hold. I'm not saying that it's going to be forever. I'm just saying it's important to balance both, and it's hard. I'm not saying that it's not difficult, because it is, but the reality is that me personally, I want to get my finances in order prior to following all of the dreams that I have or the projects I want to pursue, because they require money. It's just the truth of it all. Everything in this world revolves around money. As sad as it is, it's very awful to realize that, but it's the truth. And you can either get with it or get left behind. It's the harsh truth of it all. And with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm done for the day. I'm done rambling. I'm done banging on my table. But with that being said, I hope you guys are all being safe and sound, taking care of yourselves, taking care of your mental. And I hope this episode resonated with you in some way. With that being said, I'll see you guys in the next episode. And please take care of yourselves. Stay healthy. Stay hydrated. And take good care of yourselves, guys. And remember, quit that job today when you're ready, when you have something better to go do. Bye.